The results of the Change the Course National Report on Sexual Assault and Harassment at Australian Universities were released on the 1st of August. This report found some really startling statistics and made news all over Australia. But now the dust has settled, it's important to see what universities are now doing to create a change. I had a brief chat with Sophie Landau, who participated in the 2016 survey, and she says she was really surprised by the results. She says she often saw a lot of these behaviours outside of uni, and when the results showed that 51% of respondents had experienced sexual harassment at least once in 2016, it was really painful for her to see. She says since the release of the report, the university is implementing the right strategies to get on the right track, but one could say it's a little too late. Professor Pascal Cuesta has taken on board the recommendations from the report and has devised a task force, which is comprised of 6 students and 6 staff members. This task force will enable admin to make some changes to the way the systems are currently functioning, but her hope is that they can streamline the reporting process because that is the one thing that is really letting students down. Sophie says enforcing things like consent education, introducing more counselling on campus, and a better management of reporting are probably the key things that the university can do and is currently implementing. So as to how effective it has been so far, she says we'll have to wait and see. While there is a lot that the university could be doing, it really is too early to tell whether the statistics will turn around, but we're all hoping changes will be made to make everyone feel safer in and around uni. But now to someone who is making a change with her campaign, Look Beyond Looks.
Can you tell me a little bit about the campaign that you started, Look Beyond Looks?
Sure. So I started Look Beyond Looks on the 23rd December 2016. I began my journey by shaving my hair and raising awareness to get people to look beyond people's appearances, and I shaved my hair to represent that concept. One of the things that I wanted to raise awareness about was for men to respect women and the choices that women were going to make. And the other point that I wanted to get forth was women raise men, so let's raise better men. But more than anything, coming back to Look Beyond Looks, I wanted to ensure that everyone walked away with the idea of accepting our differences and respecting people's choices for appearances, because an appearance can be a choice or it might not be a choice because we are born with it. And appearance and personalities tie in very closely to sexual rights and responsibilities. I see a correlation between the two. To sum it all up, that's what all Look Beyond Looks was about, and that's why I chose that title, Look Beyond Looks.
Are you able to tell us the main purpose behind Look Beyond Looks?
So the main purpose of Look Beyond Looks is to actually engage and educate with the society on a personal human connection basis to raise awareness about sexual rights and consent. I think that often as a 32-year-old and my journey in life, I have questioned the purpose of sex. I find sex to be privilege for some, pleasure for some, but I think it's everyone's responsibility. So I believe in a lot of hashtags, and one of the things that I question about sex and want to raise awareness about and discussion about is, what is sex to an individual? A pleasure, a privilege, or a responsibility? And how are we going to actually engage in positive discussion to talk about sex and consent and ensure that men, women, and everyone else who is living and has the human capacity to reason our actions understands what sexual responsibility looks like?
That is really awesome how you're created this campaign and everything. Are you able to tell us maybe how this campaign has been doing so far? Like, what are some of the major hashtags or like movements of this campaign that have been really successful?
I am, as I said, 32 years old, and I found the need to talk about this because since a very young age, I have noticed a lack of discussion about this topic from men and women. However, we engage in our dating lifestyles today, and there is a huge amount of grayness and people talk about going with the flow. So Look Beyond Looks kind of goes with the flow with people, and I'm wholly solely at this stage responsible for how Look Beyond Look goes. If I had to talk about what I have achieved so far, I have interacted personally with many individuals and had discussions and positive discussions to understand their understanding and see what the need is and what awareness is required to actually prevent sexual assault and harassment in our society. A lot of the times, nobody wants to talk about this because this is clearly not a barbecue conversation that you can have. However, how can we make it lighthearted but at the same time get our message across? I don't know the answers, but I ask a lot of questions. And while I ask these questions, I learn more. And as I learn, Look Beyond Looks grows with my learning. So I'd call this a journey. I think I haven't achieved anything big in the sense that, you know, I've made a massive difference, but I vision doing that for the future. And these are early stages or early days of my research. Presentation of how I'm going to interact with this piece of information that I have and who my target population is. You know, who am I talking to about these things and how am I going to be able to get credibility for what I'm speaking about? So I think there are a lot of things that I have to simultaneously work on. And at this stage, the only hashtag that I have actively been using is Look Beyond Looks, because it just covers so many different aspects of the sexual rights and responsibilities in our society.
Wonderful. Now, if the listeners really want to get involved with this campaign and with you, how may they go about this? Where can they find you? Where can they find Look Beyond Looks?
So at this stage, I'm looking to register Look Beyond Looks under Love, Hope and Gratitude Inc. Foundation. It hasn't been formalized yet. However, we are working on this. It is something that we have to formulate. I am looking to recruit a team, and it has to be a neutral bias, very open-minded person who has to come along with me and create this awareness with happiness and fun. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Look Beyond Looks, and you can flick me an email on lookbeyondlooks@gmail.com. I'm working on the website and some videos for the future. So if you wanted to be a part of this team and are extremely passionate about raising this awareness and have ideas about how you can help me out, please feel free to contact me on any of those social media sources, and I'll respond to you as soon as I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Lauren. Thanks for the opportunity to talk. I really appreciate this.